So upekkha, blessed equanimity. Sometimes in the midst of what can feel like impassioned responses to metta, karuna and mudita, to land on the island of equanimity is just profoundly peaceful. This is the Brahma Vihara that, along with metta, really has been my main inspiration. I think the important thing to remember about upekkha is that the other three are all there in it. It's a mixture of them all. So there's nothing weak or wishy-washy about upekkha. It raises everything to another level because it has its dharmic perspective, its wisdom eye. And therefore, of course, it sees the whole picture. It has the perspective, the bigger perspective, sees the whole picture, the whole person. It doesn't just focus on what's happening right now either. It doesn't just get caught up in the extremes, because it understands that things are always changing. Nothing remains the same. So it's the culmination of the other three. Metta come to fruition. So through our practice of it, I think it is very definitely true that we get less caught up in pleasure and less fearful of pain. I think we're more able to just let go and align ourselves with the way things are. So it's a balance of mind that's completely free from reactivity and has the ability to hold extremes. And that allows us just to connect on ever deeper levels, to really be in, you know, the sort of river of life and just be able to ride it. Its near enemy, I think the near enemy's lukewarm indifference and neutrality can disguise themselves very easily as the real thing. Certainly it has been my own experience where I've thought I've been being very equanimous, but then realising on careful investigation that I'm not actually fully engaged. I'm not really fully connected. And of course upekkha is. It's fully engaged, it's fully connected. There's nothing holding back, there's nothing removed or cut off about upekkha. It's right there in the midst of life, and whatever it throws up, ready to respond equally and appropriately. Equally and appropriately. Bhante talks a lot about equanimity being equal metta, equal compassion, equal mudita. So upekkha enables us to live fully in the river of life, meeting whatever arises in that wonderful spacious stillness with a lovely, radiant calm.